Yes! Somebody sing for me because I don't have no voice tonight. God specialized. Anybody know that? Have you any rivers?
Have you any rivers that you feel? Uncrossable. Have you any mountains that you can tunnel through? In so many things that seems impossible. Yeah, and he can do what no other power, stay on it, Holy Ghost power can do.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT, praising the Lord.
Greeting. This is Reverend Lionel Smith, pastor of New Scholar Baptist Church. We are a church that is working towards acquiring the mind of Christ. Sit back and listen to the message already in progress.
good to me. I tell it everywhere I go. Yes, I will. He loosed my shackle and set me free. I tell it everywhere I go. Everywhere I go, everywhere I go, everywhere I go. I got to tell it, I tell it everywhere I go. Sing along with me in choir. Talking about Jesus. I'm talking about the man upstairs. Oh, ho, ho, everywhere I go. Tell it everywhere I go. I got to tell it. I tell it everywhere I go. Say it one more time. The Lord been mighty good to me. I tell it everywhere I go. Yes, I will. He loosed my shackle and set me free. I tell it everywhere I go. Everywhere I go, everywhere I go, everywhere I go. I got to tell it, I tell it everywhere I go. Sing along with me in choir.
I'll tell it.
Talking about Jesus.
I'll tell it
everywhere
I go.
Oh, I'm talking about the man upstairs. Oh, ho, ho, everywhere I go. Tell him. Oh,
tell him.
Listen, every day with Jesus is sweeter than the day before. Yes, it is. Every day I love him. Yeah, I love him more and more. Sometimes I don't even serve him like I should, but he keep being on mighty good. Oh, I got to tell him, I tell it everywhere I go. Sing along with me in choir.
I'll tell it.
Talking about Jesus.
I'll tell it everywhere.
Oh,
I'll tell
I'm talking about the man up there. Oh, ho, ho, everywhere I go, tell everywhere. Oh, I tell him. Every day with Jesus is sweeter than the day before. Do you believe it? Every day I love him, yeah, I love him more and more. Sometimes I don't even serve him like I should, but he keep being on mighty good. Oh, I got to tell it, I tell it everywhere I go. Sing along with me in choir.
I'll tell it.
Talking about Jesus. Oh, I'm talking about the man up there. Oh, ho, ho, everywhere I go. Oh,
I
he keeps on being mighty good, yeah. Woke me up this morning. I got to tell him. Clean me, and he made me whole. I got to tell him. Been so good to me. I got to tell him. He's been so good to me. tell him. Clean me, and he made me whole. I got to tell him.
I tell him everywhere I go.
Tell him everywhere I go. I got to tell him. I tell him everywhere I go. Just keep holding on, keep holding on. The darkest hour is just before dawn. God said he would. He'll make everything, yeah, all right. Now listen, when trouble and trials seem more than you can bear, my Lord, and it seems like nobody really cares, just don't you give up, don't you give up, 'cause you can make it through the night. God said he would, he'll make everything, yeah, all right. Oh. Yeah.
here. He made a covenant promise with us that he'll make everything all right. And he brought it to pass. Everything is.
Joy in my soul, God is in control. I got Satan on my trail, but I'm singing all is well. He's attacking every day, but I'm watching while I pray. No matter the attack, I won't turn back. But I'm singing all is well. He's attacking every day, but I'm watching while I pray. No matter the attack, I won't turn back. Whatever's going wrong, my war clothes are wrong. I might be in a daze, but you can't stop my praise. No matter the attack, I won't turn back. This means war.
we finna slow down the pace some now.
It's all right. praise the Lord, saints. Amen. This song, God is keeping me. I've been trying to learn this song for almost 3 years. And for some reason, and I know the reason, I couldn't learn this song. It won't stick like the rest of them. That's because God is keeping me. The devil know it, and he's trying to take it. But I'm going to sing this song today. Woo! Help me, Lord Jesus. is keeping me. Y'all don't know the story behind my glory. God is keeping me. Yes, he is. God is keeping me. God is keeping me. He got me in his arms. And he made that old devil leave me alone. God is keeping me. God is keeping me. Woo! God is keeping me. Ah, he blessed me. And he kept me. Thank you, Jesus.
If you can't be taught by God, then you're unteachable. If his instructions don't reach your heart, then you need to be converted again. He's teaching us every day. If you look among yourself, look all over the United States, look over Australia, look over Africa, look all these countries, look everywhere, and you'll see the thing that God has already said gonna come to pass. And he's trying to tell us to get ready. Here I come. And if you're not ready when he come, don't look at me. Don't look at me. It's out of my hand. That's why when I stand before you, I want your Bibles open. I want you to follow me in the Word. Because I don't want God telling me you didn't tell him the truth. I don't care if it's just one line. I'm going to break it down and show you what God said. I want to say this to you. This month coming up to the celebration of Dr. Martin Luther King's birthday. It ain't just an ordinary birthday. They put it in compliance to what he did for people. Not black people, but people, poor people, underprivileged people, people that was not given opportunities to just even vote. He made it possible through his hard work and sacrifice. See, we go around here and got it made. We live on what other folks have done, and we don't even think nothing about it. As long as it ain't hurting us, ain't doing us no wrong, we don't even consider that. Heard a brother say the other day, why you celebrate this day or that day? Well, we celebrate it, I don't care what day it is, if you treasure it in your heart and give God your heart, that's the celebration he wants. I don't care what other pagan people or whatever people say, don't worry about that. Worry about Jesus. You need to be able to satisfy Jesus. If you can't satisfy Jesus, he's going to disown you. Today, Dr. King sacrificed his life. We're going to have his day at Martin Luther King, birthday celebration at Martin Luther King at 9:30 a.m. on January the 17th. We need you to be there. Come and get you a seat on Smash, 3807 Smash Street. Our MC going to be Tony Brown, broadcaster, journalist, host of Eyes Open with Tony Brown Show, KTTP. 11:10 a.m. And I want to say this, our main speaker will be Reverend Joshua Williams. He's the brother of Sister Joni Williams. I thank God for that we recognize things among ourselves. A lot of times we put a lot of emphasis on people that ain't worth nothing. Jesus sent preachers to a place to get people and straighten them out. He didn't send us nowhere to go and try to live in a certain standard and live above your people. You got to live in the midst of your people. I have never seen nobody straighten nothing out and they wasn't where it was to be straightened. We got to understand that. We are natural beings. This house that we live in was given to us by God for a while. Not eternal. That eternal home, by accepting and confessing Jesus Christ, you receive an eternal home. Well, never decay, never do nothing but just live on. That's what we're all looking for, right? We're looking for the eternal home. So I want to say, I need you to go there, and see what's offered. See where we come from. See how we come through the channels. See how God brought us. See how some of those people that laid their life down just give you a privilege, an opportunity to vote, and sometimes we won't even go vote. It's amazing. And then you don't want me to say this because you say it's politics. There ain't no such thing as politics. It's lunatics. That's what it is. It's lunatics. They ain't got the ability to understand and to go and do something for to help your own self. That's lunatic. Today, I thank God for Dr. King. I thank him for Jesus. I thank him for all those people that laid their life down trying to get a privilege and a right for us to be all men's created equal on our United States government. We're not going to go into black history today, but it's stuck in me. It's stuck in me. I know where I come once I come. I know who brought me to where I am today. As long as I know who I am, I don't have to discuss that with you. If you don't see my everyday walk of life, then I'm in trouble with God, not you. Because you can't harm me. God can. God can do me something. You can't. Today, we're going to look in the book of 2 Timothy, 4th chapter. About five verses there. 2 Timothy, 4th chapter, first five verses. And look what it says here. Now, do y'all believe I wrote this? Anybody here believe I wrote this book? Bible tell me to give line on line, precept by precept. Dr. Wash, you can come up. It says, I charge thee therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at his appearance and his kingdom. He said, preach the word, be instant in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort, with all long-suffering and doctrine. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lusts shall they heap up to themselves teachers having itching ears. And they shall turn away their ears from the truth and shall be turned unto fables. But watch thou in all things, endure affliction, do the work of an evangelist, make full proof of thy ministry. We thank God for that today. And let me share a thought with you today. And I need you to listen at it now. This go to all ministers, whoever in charge of any headquarter, any department in the church of God, you being a leader, I want you to hear what this say. This is what the word said. It's saying everything to everybody in here, and who, whatever level you in, God's speaking to you with the same word he speaks to me. And all we have to do is apply ourselves to the word. If you can apply yourself to the word, then God hears you, and he's going to come to our rescue and deliver us. Whatever bondage we in, God will deliver us. Preach that which God said, or say. This is what the command is. Preach what God says. You don't need to come here and tell me what the Greek say in the congregation. That's for me to study the Greek so I know how to really get to the original translation of what the Lord said in the Hebrew tongue. That's what he want me to do. Me get up here and use all these Greek words. I got books, a lot of Greek in it. All these Greek words, who am I helping? Nobody. I got to make it simple. I got to not change the word, don't add to the word, nor take away from the word. That's what the scripture say. If I do any of that, he said, my name can possibly take out the Lamb Book of Life, dog. So when I got it in there, I don't want nobody to fool with it. And I thank God that God made it possible. There ain't nobody got no erase on earth to take my name out the book. He's the only one that can take it out the book. We've been criticized, condemned, talked about, lied on, many things. But the Bible tell me I have to, you have to, we have to stay steadfast. The Paul here to this his son in ministry, he said, I charge thee before God. Now watch this. I charge you before God. I'm going to show you something. And the Lord who? Jesus Christ. Watch this. I charge you before God and the Lord Jesus Christ. Watch this. Catch on to it. who shall, watch me now, who shall judge the quick and the dead at his appearance in his kingdom? His kingdom, not mine. The Lord told us in the 6th chapter of Matthew, say, when you pray, pray our Father, which art where? In heaven. And then he told us, say, let my will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Doc, ain't no confusion in heaven. Everything he say is applied in heaven just like he said. When we get to earth, though, we got too many smart people. They know too much and taking God's word out of content. Look what Jesus did to verify so he wouldn't make the little man feel bad. He used parables that folks can understand what he's saying. He could have spoken the Hebrew tongue. Nobody on earth understood it. But he brought the most simple. He used the smallest seed on earth, a mustard seed, to show us, I don't care how small you are, how less you know, if you apply your life to Christ, he can grow you. You can have many people on your back. You can have the whole world on your back. But you got to give heed to what thus said the Lord. Paul said, I charge you, Timothy. I'm talking before God. I'm saying the same thing God say, same thing Jesus say, and I'm saying the same thing the Holy Spirit say. Watch what he say now. Watch what he say. Watch what he say here. In Acts 10:42, say, he commanded us to do what? Preach unto people and to testify that it is he which was ordained of God to judge the quick and the dead. Good God Almighty. Just preach the word. Preachers, teachers, evangelists, apostles, prophets, bishops, preach the word, lead other stuff to God. He said he's the one going to judge the quick and the dead, the living on earth. The dead on earth while you yet walk are those that have not accepted Christ as Lord and Savior. He don't be judging. Preach the word. The Bible tells me, therefore, there is now no condemnation in those that's in Christ Jesus. My job is to lift your spirit, but with pure word. We sung being jubilant. I thank God. Y'all did a good job today. You did a good job. We sung being jubilant. Lift our burden up. Get the stuff happened yesterday, you feel bad, or somebody say something out of whack to you, and it's burdening you down, and you don't know how to take it, you let it go. Let it go and look to the hill for which cometh your help. And you can brag to the world and say, my help come from God. God the one helping me. Nobody else could help me. What God did, can't nobody else do it. Say he brought me out of darkness into this marvelous light. Most of all y'all was, I guess, born saved. I wasn't. I had to get saved. God help me, Jesus. But I hear it sometime in churches, everywhere I've been, you need to do this, you need to do this. And but one thing you need to do is get saved. And once you get saved, God speaks to your spirit. And God tell you everything, give all direction and everything, just what he needs you to do. The Bible tells me when God come in your life and fill you with the power of the Holy Ghost, no man need to teach you. Ooh. He gonna reveal it to you what need to be said or what need to be done. He said he gonna reveal it to you. But why? It's gonna get heavy. I ain't gonna be long, but it's gonna get heavy, y'all. It's getting heavy now. I can't hardly hold it up. He said he gonna fix it when he come. When he break those clouds according to scripture, the Bible say every eye gonna see him. He gonna pay every man according to his words. Whether they be good or whether they be bad, God gonna pay them. But now I heard Matthew say none but the pure in heart shall see God. So I'm trying, y'all, every day to get pure. I made a mistake, you made a mistake, we made a mistake, but I'm trying to get it in order now. It's time to get it in order. I don't know when he's coming, but when he do come, I want to be ready. We should say this, ready or not, here I come, we hide and seek. Y'all ain't never played that, huh? Hide and seek. Here I come, ready or not, here I come. Well, Jesus, he tell us by the word, just get ready. He ain't going to holler out and say, here I come. Let's get ready. Jesus was ordained from God, from the Father, to judge us. Now we judge one another. If we believe, now if we don't believe in Jesus Christ, yet he abideth faithful. Jesus abideth faithful. He's still Jesus. He's still the strongest person ever lived. He's still the wisest person ever lived. He still know all things. He still is omnipresent with all of us. Wherever we go, he right there with us if we've been born again. And when we start getting in a jam, in trouble, something, he speaks to us through the Spirit of God. That's our companion that's on earth here with us now. See, God is in heaven, and Jesus is in heaven at the right hand of the Father, making intercession for us. The Holy Spirit is right here living with us, even in us. This is the house of God. This is God's tabernacle. And we got to kind of keep it holy, right? He told us to keep it holy, keep it right. Walk in the light as he's in the light. The Bible says you won't fulfill the lust of the flesh. Look, watch this, watch this. When he called you, you wasn't clean. Come on now, y'all, let's be honest with ourselves. When God called you, you wasn't clean. And don't stand up in church and lie, fall with a heart attack, go to hell.
That's right. That's
when
right.
God called you, you wasn't clean. When he called you, he started cleaning you up. When you acknowledge that I am God, he is God, he died, he rose again, then God stopped penetrating. That's why Paul telling Timothy here, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman therefore need not be ashamed, right and dividing the word of truth. See, some of us ashamed to say hallelujah in public. Because our friend might not like us to say that. But Jesus said, if you're ashamed on me before men, I'll be ashamed on you before my Father, which is in heaven. I'm not ashamed. You say what you want about me. Call me ugly. All I do is go in the back, go in my office, and look in the mirror. I'm not so ugly after all. That's all. I'm through with that now. And I just proved you to be a liar. And you better check yourself before God come and catch you with your work undone. The Bible says, say, preach the word, whoever you are. Be instant. In season, out of season. Rebuke, exhort, with all long-suffering and doctrine. Reproof. If I was not overcoming a sin, say I misquoted a scripture, ain't nothing wrong with you showing to just reach your brother Wash. Ain't nothing wrong with you just say, Pastor, that is right, the one you was talking about. That's so simple. That's so simple. Instead of getting me up in church and telling me, you wrong. It make me shame. You wrong. That ain't right. That ain't what God said. You don't do it. Intelligent Christians don't do things like that. Only people that want to be seen and heard of men, like they so much knowledge, they have so much knowledge and understanding of all these things. But I tell you what, Paul say here, he's telling Timothy, now Timothy, just make sure you're in the word. Watch what he says, study. Show yourself approved unto God. Not me, you don't have to show out in front of me. A workman that need not be ashamed, what? That's just telling the truth. You ain't got to be ashamed to tell the truth. Right. You ever been in sin? I can't hear you. You've been in sin. Who brought you out? Okay, that's good enough for me. Jesus brought you out. So the only way you can get out of sin, he's going to have to take them from you. He's going to have to take them from you. If he don't take them, they yet live in us, right? And once Jesus take our sin from you, you can be overcoming a fault. Because God see you as a clean creature. Jesus have already sacrificed himself for the sins of what? The whole entire earth, the whole world. Jesus already paid for your sin. And when you confess him and acknowledge that he's the Savior, Son of the living God, they gone. They gone. But Satan gonna come to you and tell you ain't no good. And then you're going to start thinking, say, you know what, I ain't no good. Nobody care nothing about me. That's crazy, y'all. Don't do that. You're denying the very appearance of God in your life. The Bible's Timothy. Timothy, say, preach the word. Be instant in season, out of season. rebuke. How do I rebuke a person? It's in a mild manner. The meek shall inherit the earth. I don't have to show my intelligence, my ignorance, rather, trying to rebuke you. I got to know how to talk to you. I got to know how to address you. There's no way. I don't care what you say. And I thank God for Beza. On Wednesday night, he made a professional, very professional, sound thing that he made when a question came up. He did it very intelligent, never raised his voice. He was cool, considerate, compassionate, taught it just like God wanted to be taught. And that's the kind of people I want to be around. I don't want to be around those headstrongers. Teach me. If you can't teach me, if I can't teach you, you ain't going to teach me either. If you can't be taught, what you going to teach other folks for? God don't like that. That's separative. We got to come together. He said, in season, when it's time to preach, you got to confess the word sometime in a tight place. Sometime you be in a place where, be quiet. I might be in Mars. Ain't nobody left yet. I may be in Marksville. And I said, the Lord is good. His mercy endureth forever. I didn't lie. I'm saying it boldly. He got good. Mercy endureth forever. Now watch this. Reb, don't say that here. Were you there? Well, I can't say it there. Out of the heart flows the issues of life. Condemnation come out of people's mouth. Jesus' little brother say the tongue is a very dangerous thing. Something happened the other day. I told you about it, Rose. And Rose say, and it's in secret with me and Rose. And Rose go tell her, huh? Sister Bear. I say, Sister Bear, don't tell nobody now. So-and-so and et cetera. It's gone. Sister Bear, she's trustworthy. She's trustworthy. But there's somebody close to her in her life, and she going to tell them, and then they going to say, Sister Bear, say this. Then it start confusion. So keep your mouth shut. If you ain't telling the truth, keep your mouth shut and observe the things of God. That's God's business and your business. That's sin. God ain't going to send me to hell for you doing wrong. Every man got to stand before the judgment seat for himself and give an answer for the things he done in this temple. He said here, God bless us, let no man despise thy youth. But be thou an example. Lania, are you an example to believers? In the word, in your conversation, in the charity, in the spirit, in faith, or purity? Are you an example? I ask myself all the time, are you setting an example to what you come out your mouth? Do you walk in what you talk? I ask God every day, Lord, if I'm not, show me something. If I'm out of line, would you please show me that I can get back in line, because folk got their eyes on me. Some don't want me to progress. Some waiting for me to make a mistake. Some want to watch what I'm saying. They want to watch what I say so they can go and scandal me and make me look bad. All that's in the church. He say, I'm going to take care of everything when I get there. That's Paul saying. Give attendance to reading, exhortation to doctrine. Neglect not the gift that is in thee, which was given to thee by prophecy, the laying on of hand of the prophecy, presbytery. Listen there, dear. Study your word. Even though I'm up here telling you, I'm going line on line, precept by, but even though I'm up here and you see it in your Bible, what I'm saying, read over it again. I could try to trick you into something. Because you know what people do now, they take the word and say, this really what it's saying. It say what it's saying. And a lot of us going to have a given account of God up there telling people, this really what it's saying. You know, we're going to have to face God and say, you mean to him I ain't smart enough to tell him what I say? Yeah. That's what God going to tell him. Why I need need you to come tell me God already told me what to do, where to go, when to go, how to go, and what to go with. God help us, Jesus. Beware of who false prophet would come to you in sheep clothing. Even they are raven wolves. Good God Almighty. Boy, they can come teach that good stuff what you want to hear, that stuff you want to hear and what make you feel good. And when they get an opener, they're going to cut your throat. They're going to cut your throat. That's what they made of. And then a lot of times we read and study a lot, but our understanding is darkened, being alienated from the life of God through the ignorance that is in them. People that talk silly.